What if I told you that a vaccine was secretly laced with a hormone to cause infertility was given to hundreds of thousands of women and girls without their knowledge? What if I told you that a vaccine that was banned in the West for killing girls was pushed on African girls, making them 10 times more likely to die? And what if I told you that the man behind all of this, funding it, promoting it, has just had his legal immunity stripped in Kenya? This isn't a conspiracy theory. This did happen, and the evidence is undeniable. Bill Gates, through the WHO, has funded programs that have been exposed as dangerous, unethical, and deadly. And it's time the world started asking some very serious questions. In 2013, the World Health Organization launched a neonatal tetanus campaign in Kenya, claiming to protect newborns from deadly infections. But doctors started noticing something very strange. Many women in this vaccination campaign could no longer carry a pregnancy to term. Suspicious, these doctors took these vials and took them for testing in independent labs. The vaccines contained HCG hormones, a hormone vital in pregnancy, chemically bonded to the tetanus vaccine. These vaccines weren't just about tetanus. So what were they for?
We cannot afford to trust WHO anymore, Your Excellency. In 2014-2015, WHO brought tetanus eradication campaign in our country. The vaccine that was used is a different type of a tetanus vaccine that is a fertility regulating vaccine, where they take tetanus and combine it with a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin that supports pregnancy. And when you inject a woman with that vaccine, she produces antibodies against that hormone and therefore is rendered sterile. We are noticing an increase in the number of infertility cases among young couples who you examine and they are normal but cannot get children, or couples who are losing 3, 4, 5 pregnancies before they can carry any pregnancy to term. We were able to expose this, and we have even published a paper that is available.
But it doesn't stop there. Let's talk more about the DTP vaccine, the world's most popular vaccine thanks to Bill Gates and the WHO. In the 1980s, the vaccine was banned in the United States and Europe after studies showed it caused brain damage and even death. While it was replaced with a safer version in these countries, the older, deadlier versions were still being distributed to children in Africa. When Danish scientists studied more than 30 years of vaccination records in Africa, they found a chilling discovery. Girls who received the DTP vaccine were 10 times more likely to die than children that were unvaccinated. But these girls weren't dying from tetanus, diphtheria, or pertussis. They were dying from anemia, pneumonia, dysentery, and the diseases that the vaccine left them more vulnerable to. This isn't just about bad science. It's a pattern of unethical experiments on vulnerable populations. Vaccines that were deemed too dangerous for the West, pushed in Africa under the guise of philanthropy. And who's funding this? Bill Gates, the same man whose foundation controls much of the World Health Organization's budget. The same man who just lost his immunity for prosecution in Kenya. Knowledge is power, and this is why we must question the narrative, the motives, and demand accountability. Bill Gates and the WHO must answer for these actions, and we, the people, must stand together for transparency and justice. If you believe the world needs to know the truth, share this video and let's make this conversation so it can't be silenced.